Can't do it without my co-hostess with the mostest, my girl JoJo. What's up, JoJo?
Nothing. Chilling.
Chilling. Oh, man. It's a great day. I'm already getting my totally biased sports moment out of the way because I just feel this so much. Shout out to the Mavs. I got to see what they're doing right now because, you know, the other night they beat the Clippers. Oh, man, they beat OKC tonight, you know.
The
I might, shoot, don't say that. Don't talk too much trash. They, hey, they still making some noise. So it ain't that easy. Oh, but right now the Mavs is down by 10 to half. What are we going to do? I ain't gonna press the red button quite yet, but they got to do something better than that. Yes, I'm so blessed. Man, to be able to just have another great show here. And, man, you know, every Hot to Dust Monday, we bring you hot news, hot mess, and hot music. And, of course, sometimes hot interviews. Tonight, we got a special guest all the way in the Pacific Northwest. We'll be interviewing. I'm here momentarily. And her name is Alti. You know, I can't wait to chop it up with her. She just makes a lot of great things happen, man. This woman's always grinding, and it's always good to see people in the industry who don't stop. Like, they accomplish one thing and then, you know, move to the next. But in the process of moving to the next, they still go hard at every project. They do a multiple projects, but make sure all the projects get the multiple, you know, get the same amount, the maximum amount of exposure. You know, just showing them that, hey, you know, because a lot of people, they try to do too much, and they have to do. Just watching human campaign, but she's that's the type of models you want to deal with in this industry. It makes you blessed to have them on your covers or even in the magazine, whatever, because, again, you don't want no half-ass person. There's none that pisses me off more than half-ass workers. Go hard at everything you do. So,
what is going on? Everything keeps going in and out.
What's up, JoJo?
What's going on with this? It keeps going in and out.
We come back. We're going to chop it up.
Okay. I'm going to hang on the fire back. Let's dance it.
I was asking how's your Rockets doing, you know, how are they doing? Because, you know, the Mavs.
They're doing fine.
They're what? They're ranked five right now? Okay, that's all right.
They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. All right, well, we'll see how long, we'll see they can do, you know, going towards the playoffs. You're going to see.
Oh, my God. So, I told you the good news yesterday, and you ignored me on Facebook. I guess one of your shows was on. So, I'm going to let that slide.
I was actually out and about caking. So, yes. I saw, oh, okay. I thought you was giving me something that needed urgent attention. That's why I was like, oh, okay.
It was urgent.
It was an update, but it wasn't like urgent, like you needed urgent action. Yeah.
You know what?
So, unless it was, hey,
I'm like me, it's urgent.
Oh, my God.
I'm just awesome. So anything done with me is urgent.
It wasn't a start the fire, the fire is going out type of thing. So, hey, it's like, all right. If I was, like, doing something, people know me. I'm like, okay. I'm going to be halfway in the game of listening and being active or whatnot. All right, so we're going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. And I know my second power is telling me when somebody's on the line. And I just know this has to be the person that we need to speak to today. So let me go ahead and check. Go do my due diligence and check real quick. All right, so let's see. Is this my girl, Altie, in the building?
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to Life at the Dust Live. What's up?
You are crazy. It's Monday. It's usually how it goes. It's one of the craziest days of the week here because I got how I start my week off is how my week is going to end. So, gotta start the energy early.
That is true.
Although I was moving very slow this morning, I was not. The word me in waking up early today just wasn't quite going to them. Okay, let me try on this thing. I was dragging my feet today. Like, literally, I was, like, grabbing my legs. Like, I'll make it in today. So, but yes, it's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show. And just seeing all of you, know, you just making so many moves. And I mean, I'd be here all day naming things you're doing right now. But, you know, I just want to congratulate you. And just keep doing it, man, because a lot of models don't get that. But before I get into all that, because I do dig pretty well, first off, you know, let everybody know where you from and then what actually made you get modeling in the first place.
Well, I'm from, it's a small town, but it's a big college town. It's Eugene, Oregon. And basically what got me into modeling is I just had a lot of friends that always told me I should be a model because I have the perfect body, perfect look, and I have a great personality. And just for a long time, I was like, no, I could never be a model. I have this imperfection, that imperfection, this one. And then finally, I had a friend who I've known since I was 14 years old take me out and was like, I've been going to school for photography. I'm in the Arts Institute College. I'm going to take you out on a photo shoot and show you what you look like behind a camera. He did that, and within 1 week, I had 10 photo shoots booked. So it was like after that, it just more me putting faith in myself, and I believed I could do it. So ever since then, I just like to stay busy now.
Hey, that's cool. I mean, but I want to make sure I'm very specific when you say you had the look of a model. What define what you mean? Because some people, that definition can mean different.
Well, it's because everybody who says I have the perfect body. Now,
define a perfect body.
Now that. I can't. Because
some people that listening,
everyone,
they might not know how you look,
think,
so they have to have this picture painted for them.
Okay, so yes, I got a great shape body. My measurements are 36, 28, 44. So I'm pretty much like a pear shape. But it's something that has come very natural to me, so I'm very blessed by that because I have a father who's very thick and a mother who's very thin. And believe it or not, she did not get nothing from her mama when it comes to me. I got it all from my daddy. So, I mean, I'm very thin up top, very thick down bottom, and I don't have to try hard at all.
It's natural. It's not you who ain't got some shots or whatever.
What did you say?
I said it's all natural. There's no shots or nothing in it.
No, I'm all natural. I've actually, I was in a magazine, Bonafide magazine, out in Atlanta, and that's what they promoted me as, was that I was all natural. In Atlanta, you got a lot of models that are running around with something implanted or fake in them, and I've never once had one surgery in my life. I've never even broken a bone.
And, you know, speaking of that, because I love to get people's different opinions on it. Some people try to give us a politically correct answer. Well, like, just stop getting politically correct and just be real. I don't know how we're doing the show. Like, what's your take on, because you as a woman, you can get away with your answer more. You know, what's your take on women that take the route of enhancing their bodies?
When they take what?
The women that enhance their bodies to some degree. You know,
I mean,
what's your take on this?
To me, it's like a little too much has gone too far. I personally, I've got family members that are beautiful of all shapes and sizes. And we've, I mean, whatever makes you happy, if it's necessary. But, I mean, I can understand and feel from a woman who is completely flat-chested and wants boobs. And forgive me if this may sound terrible, but it's like a guy walking around with a penis and no ball. So I could relate to a woman wanting, you know, boobs. But as far as, like, getting an ass and all of that, that to me is different because I just think God made you who you are. You should keep it. But on the other hand, you know, women have insecurity issues more than men do because men were raised and brought up to be macho. So it's more like we have more insecurity issues. So, yeah, I mean, if it's needed, I think in a way, if it was like boobs, yeah, ass, I mean, everybody's got a bigger or small ass, whether it's a man or a woman. I mean, a man doesn't have boobs. So that's really my take on it. If it's something that makes you feel better but isn't outrageous and going too far, then by all means, do it.
I don't know, me personally, I'm always on this subject. If it's not going to help you, help your health, then I just don't really, I'm not really an advocate for it. Like, for instance, okay, people that get weight loss surgery, I can completely understand that because a lot of people that get it, you know, they're doing it for fear of not wanting to get, you know, contract those different diseases that come from being heavy set. So that makes sense. To me, that's perfect sense because that's pertaining to your living, your well being and whatnot. But getting a butt or titties just so you can be in somebody's music video, that drives me fucking insane.
Well, it does. To me personally, I think the new day and age, it's more you got to have an ass to be in somebody's video. It doesn't really matter about your boobs anymore.
Here's the other part, but like you said, it's obviously they go too far. It's like, at least if you're going to do it, can you make it look, can it look real? Like getting this astronomically huge butt that don't look connected to your body right doesn't make sense because if you go to get your butt done, guess what else you need to get done, too? I don't understand how they don't figure out this math problem. You're going to have to do something to your legs because it doesn't look right for your butt to be all the way. If your butt makes a paragraph sign, yeah, it's not right. Something's not right there. It shouldn't like a paragraph sign. And everybody know how the paragraph sign look. It's a really skinny stem at the end of the paragraph sign. But the big old P part at the top is all out there. No, you shouldn't be like a paragraph sign. There should be a curvature leading into your leg, to your thighs. Yeah, come on, y'all.
Oh, that is very funny. But you know, there is a solution to that. So just do it all. Do it the old-fashioned way. A bunch of squats. You'll build legs, thighs, and buttocks.
I've seen plenty of women that done it straight up by squats, and wow. I'm like, damn, that came from squats? And there's people I know I've seen that did not ever have a butt.
Yeah,
that's
it's
like,
always
wow.
Squats and heavy weight. It's just tearing muscle, that's all. Tearing muscle and building it up. That's all your butt is muscle.
Yes, and I mean, it was a study like about a few years ago where they were saying like, Some of the most healthy women have asses, and that's usually because a lot of ones who like work out real hard and do the squats and whatnot, you're sending most of that fat to that one area, in a healthy type of way, and so you know it's in a safer zone versus in your stomach or whatnot.
That is true.
right, so as far as modeling so far, like, who was, like, your favorite photographer that you work with?
Oh, I don't want to say that because I don't want to make anybody feel bad.
Okay, I'll make it easy on you. Name five photographers that you work with that you had a ball with. We're making it easy on you. We're going to make it easy. We're going to let you dodge that one.
That's not that easy. Honestly, all the photographers I've worked with, I have a really great personality. People love me. And, you know, I may be pretty, but I'm not stuck up. And I'm very outgoing and down to earth. So I've created a lot of relationships with all the photographers that I have worked with. Now, some, you know, as far as their creativity and their touch-ups, they're better than others. But I would definitely say that, you know, I've fell in love with images from every single photographer that I've ever worked with, really. And, you know, so it's really hard to say who my favorite photographer is.
Okay. You made that a little easier on me. Like, what, like, some of the, just naming just some of the ones you have worked with, like, what's been different things you liked about them? Not necessarily that made them better.
I will definitely say probably one of my most funnest experiences was at a photographer. His name is Julie Wild, and he runs Wildy Vision Studios. And he works with many of models from all over the world that fly in from Europe. And him and another photographer, Robert Lego, we did a photo shoot, and there was probably about 10 girls there and 3 guys. And we had a makeup artist and him and his wife, and we just literally had a blast. It was fun. His studio, he kind of nicknames it that you can be all around the world in a studio, which is pretty much true. You're in Paris on one wall, you're in Vegas on another, you're in Egypt on another, so it's kind of wherever you want to go. And I would say that was probably one of the funnest photo shoots I ever had.
Okay. And I'm cleaning up again for you. She's not single. She's not saying she didn't have great fun with other people, too. She's the main one. So, yes, I got you back. Now, I thought was thrown from you. The one you might be talking about, that one, it was like one where I think this is the one you're talking about. Because you said Robert Lego. This is the one where you're in front of the piano and stuff.
Yes, that is with Robert Lego.
Okay, that's when you were describing it. Like, if I'm not mistaken, that has to be the shoot you're talking about. I agree. That was one of my favorite ones you've done. On your whole entire page, like that whole
we had a lot of fun. There was many different themes, and there was many a reasons why each person was there, and each person was there really to get a benefit out of it. We had, I don't know how many different outfit changes, and a lot of the photos still have not been seen yet from
what?
That. Because there is actually a rapper. He's one of my very best friends. His name is Reginald P. Nice. He goes by P. Nice. He's Spotlight Entertainment. He's coming out with his own vodka brand. And so we did a shoot for that in that studio. And so I will be on the bottle in the face of a vodka very soon.
Now that makes sense, because the whole time I kept looking at it, I was like, this isn't just a photo shoot. This is like an ad for a magazine type of feel.
And you know what? Almost every photo that has came out of Robert Lego looks like an ad. And it's so crazy because he just has so many ideas. And it was just like a lot of them. One of the main models that I worked with in that photo shoot is Demetria Monroe. Very beautiful light-skinned girl. She, you know, there was a lot of times where he was like, make you look like you're jealous. And, you know, there's a few other girls where we modeled for Ratchet Clothing Line, which is a completely different guy. His name's Johnny Ratchet. He's another local rapper in Portland, originally from San Diego.
Is he Ratchet?
And it's not so much that he is Ratchet. So the clothing line Ratchet is kind of like, you know, everybody, it's hashtag Ratchet. So it's like, it's not that you're Ratchet, but everybody's got a little Ratchet in them in one way or another. So it's just, you know, I like it personally, and I've got tons of clothes that say it on there. And, you know, so we did a photo shoot with him even, and you guys could go on my face page and you will see lots of them. There's lots of booty and legs and thighs and everything else hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
But and it all kind of goes with the theme of Ratchet. So.
Okay, so, like, it's, as far as, like, is, like, when you coming into the industry, was there any models that you saw personally that kind of drew you to want to work in this industry a little more, or that you even want to work with as well?
It wasn't any certain model, to tell you the truth. I've always wanted to do modeling since I was younger. And I just never got the courage to do it. For one, believe it or not, I hate taking pictures. I absolutely
what?
Hate it.
Hold on.
So,
I see all these selfies. I see all these selfies. I am very surprised.
And you know what? And the selfies are to keep everything up to date. It's more of a promotion of myself. Otherwise, I hate taking pictures. Every time somebody says, let's take a picture, I'm like, oh, God. I was like, now my excuse is, don't you know I take pictures for a living?
No, because I hate to know. I mean, honestly, I hate that when people think that like, if you don't want to take a million pictures, that you're trying to hide something. I hate that. One of my friends, I had to get on her real hard before, because she wanted to take a million pictures. Like, dude, like, sometimes I just want to be in the moment, and if the people weren't there in the moment, they just miss out. So, I agree. Oh, like, a million, I have, like, a limit on pictures. Like, let's take one, I mean, especially older now, like, I'm not in the mood, unless it's some kind of, unless it's doing me some kind of good. For the industry-wise, I'm not like taking a million pictures. So, yes. We're on the same page.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, because I'm like you said, it's to keep it up to date. That's why when you go there, you don't see me taking a million pictures. Because I think if you take too many, you can, like, overexpose yourself and people kind of get tired of seeing you way too much.
You're right.
All right, so we're going to go to a quick music break, and then we come back. We got a few more questions to ask you.
All right, so.
Okay.
What am I going to throw the mix now? Okay, I got the next track I got for you, and we'll be back, people, right here on Life of the Dust Live.
Yeah. Girl, all I want is you. Take it to my hideaway. G5 when we fly away. Shorty got me swimming in the tidal wave. I can take you anywhere you wanna go. All you gotta do is keep it on the low. I have you speaking
nobody gotta know.
Girl, you sound cool. They should put you all up on the news. We ain't got nothing left to lose. I've been thinking all day. I think you know what I'm finna say. I can see you really want it too, girl. All I want is you. Number two, and you don't trip. My hands on your hips while I kiss you slowly on your lips. And when I pull up to the crib, shawty, you know what it is. I'ma handle my business, make you my missus. Treat you like a target and put you on my hit list. Yeah, I can take you anywhere you wanna go. Yeah, all you gotta do is keep it on the low.
Back, we're back, we're back.
Yay!
On Life of the Dust Live, your boy City J, my co-host is Moses JoJo, and our special guest, Alfie, in the building. Oh, man, first of all, you know, I got one question I want to ask you, too. Are you a Portland fan, Portland Trail Blazers fan?
You know, I am, I am.
Need y'all to lose, okay? Like, seriously, I need y'all to lose. Need y'all to get out of the way of the Dallas Mavericks. So I only got one person on the phone I got to deal with all the time that is a freaking Rockets fan. I just need y'all to get out of the way. We're trying to get ring number two, so y'all need to get out the way. Woo-wee. I had to ask you, especially after I saw y'all lost tonight, too. Gonna be all right. Y'all lost to, yeah, y'all lost to Washington. Interesting. I can't talk trash looking at me like that. Okay. I gotta get over this. I keep trying not to look at the score, but every time I look, I get upset. You're not gonna look, I'm not gonna look at it. No more than the show. All right. So, as far as, that will ask you some deep questions you didn't see coming. That's what I do best. I dig. All right, so first question that, you know, a lot of the fellas listen to the show, they can't wait for me to ask it, is, as far as your dating life, are you single or are you in love?
Oh, you know what? I never talk about my personal life. And right now, I am getting older, and I will say this. Life has its ups and downs. And, you know, everybody deals with it in their own way. So I will say this. I don't like to publicly speak about my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, a lot of people follow me on Facebook, and if you look, it will not say what my relationship status is. And
oh,
I prefer to keep it that way.
I don't feel me. If you get this because you don't have all the, do they think that you, that goes in back to the hockey or something? I got this thing of, if you ask me, I'm a tape.
No,
like
it's not
the,
even.
I don't like
it's
even having
even
on the page, because what is on your page? This is what they do. They like to watch. They like to play relationship status off of your page. Oh, my God, he's in a relationship anymore. Oh, my God, he's in a relationship. Oh, my God. So
They have to watch the page doing it. And that is always...
No, it's not that I'm hiding anything, but you know, when you tell, I have had the experience of when you tell people you're in a relationship or you tell people who your man is, people try to destroy it because they don't want to see you happy. And I have learned a long time ago to keep that stuff private.
You keep it off of Facebook. Talking about, stop giving play by plays on Facebook. Like, oh, what is it with that today? Like, everybody give a play. Oh, we about to go to the movies. Oh, we might go get something to eat. Oh man! And then when every time they get an argument, we have to know why. I don't want to. I really don't want to know, because like you said, it's not that the way that people act on Facebook when they do that. They wonder why they self-sabotage, because you're giving people an inside view of how they sabotage. I knew that's why I'm like cool with you, because God, you freaking get me. You freaking get me, man.
We just had this conversation, Steady. We just had this conversation a few weeks ago, multiple times. And
hey,
I flat out said, everybody gives a play-by-play.
Oh, man, you got to get some don't do that. It's unreal.
I told you, everybody does a play-by-play. And me, I'm just reposting stuff of alcoholic beverages and Channing Tatum and movies and stuff like
man.
That.
I don't fuck Channing Tatum talk. Darn it.
I don't post anything on Facebook at all. If I post anything, it might be on Twitter. But as far as my personal life, nobody knows anything unless I tell them.
I don't know
that for a fact.
I agree with you, Audrey. I just don't. For me, it's not that I hide in the ear. It's like you ask me, I'm going to tell you. But I hate making it public. Like you said, it's too easy to stop. People give inside view of how to sabotage, and then they wonder what they're doing that every 5 minutes. Is he telling them how to sabotage it? Come on, y'all. All right, so you got me riled up now, Archie. It's all your fault. Because you can tell, like JoJo to say, you know, that's my pet peeve. I get on it. It's one thing you say, hey, we're up that relationship. You know that thing. Don't stop telling me. Well, we not doing it too good. I wish he kicked me better. You know, keep that. You know, don't talk about
we
you,
don't
man.
Care. We do not care. Keep that between you and whoever you are with.
You know, and
you
know what? Like you said, they don't care. They only care when you put it
something.
On Facebook. They only when you got the relationship status on there. That's the only time they care.
That's true.
And that don't work either, because they still go out. I see how they do y'all women, man. Y'all have in the relationship clearly on there, and they still in y'all inbox trying to get at you.
They in the comments.
That's
too.
True, too. They can stay married, and they still trying to get at you.
Man, it almost seems like it gives them more power. I think it's like,
hey,
I did, like
what?
When I first started the show, I had a big other show where people want what they can't have, not supposed to have, or can't have anymore. Those three, that's the three things people have a problem with. They ain't supposed to have it, so they don't keep trying to pursue it. They can't have it because they don't have the choice. They didn't have a choice ever. Or, you know, they had it at one point in time and they ruined it. And so now they want it more because they can't have it. Oh man, y'all going to get me riled up. I'm having a woosah over here. I got that.
A woosah. Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels. All right, so as far as, you know, if you had 24 hours left to live from this moment forth, like, how would you spend it? What's some of the really fun stuff you would do to spend your last 24 hours?
Honestly, I wouldn't do anything different. I would make sure that I was around all my family, including my children. And, you know, I really wouldn't do anything different. I would just be home. I would spend time around the ones that I loved and, you know, get the most out of it.
There you go. Simple as that. I laugh, but some people, they really make up this stuff that they know they're not going to need. Yeah, I'm going to step out of an airplane. And like, hey, that's cool, but why you just not do that now? Like, why y'all always wait? You did it at your system now. Go jump out of the airplane now for fun and then face them. All right. What products do you have coming up with, you know, the rest of the year or at least in the next couple of months?
Well, I know that I recently moved further up Pacific Northwest, so I am no longer located in Oregon. I have been networking with more photographers out here and actually just recently met with the CEO and owner of Fever Magazine. I've been working with the photographer for that magazine for 3 years. The owner met me and said he wanted to publish me. So we have a project coming up soon with that magazine, and that magazine just went national a couple of days ago. So it's a big, big thing, big step.
And as far as like when a person wants to work with you, what are you looking for in a brand to work with you? Because, you know, we all have standards, and, you know, some people won't get to work with me because of certain standards.
You know, my standard, it's more quality. Just because I do work with a lot of photographers, so I look at the quality of the images that they give out before. I also like to meet them to get to know their personality before I do anything because, you know, the modeling industry is a very interesting industry. And you can run into a lot of people who are strange and weird. You can run into people who are fake and full of shit when it comes to that. and basically, you know, you just have to filter it out. I'm very, you know, outgoing and I'm happy and people like to work with me because I'm, you know, down to earth and everything, but I'm also a no bullshit person. And I have a tendency to hear that I'm mean at times because I'm very blunt. So it's like when it comes to a photographer, I like to look at the quality of their images and everything before I work with them. Now, when it comes to, because I am in a couple of music videos, and, you know, so I do know a lot of different rappers and R&B singers and things like that, and it's more like, you know, if you call me and say you want to hire me for this video, just tell me what you want to do. Like, don't try to make it any subliminals or anything like that. There's a lot of them that will contact you and not know what they want you to do. And it's like, do you have a storyboard? Get it together. I'm a professional, so you should be a professional. Treat your dream and your goal as a profession. If you're working a 9-to-5 job, you act that 9-to-5 job. So if you're modeling, you shouldn't take it any other way. You definitely got to act that way. And that goes for, you know, rapping and all of that. You got to perfect your craft, and having your stuff together is part of doing that.
And here's the thing. A lot of people got that. Like, I hate seeing people doing a million projects. It is not, you know, you've been doing the same thing you were doing 3 years ago. Your stuff has to elevate. Like, every part of your brand needs to elevate to some degree. It shouldn't keep looking the same.
You're absolutely
right.
Going
backwards. I'm like, why would you go backwards? That doesn't make any sense.
You're absolutely
right.
And
even some people do it too. Like, well, I'm looking up for my homeboy or homegirl, whatever. That's cool and all. But heck, your homeboy, your homegirl got to understand you got, you know, you got a job to do.
You're right.
And you got a brand to protect. So, you know, if they want to work with you, they got to understand they got to study up to make sure they're on your level or what your work has to be so you don't go backwards.
You're absolutely right.
But, yeah, people don't want to hear that because that makes me the bad guy. Not like people. I'm used to it. They're like, hey, time to go study what that is. Like, no, I'm telling you, we y'all know how to do it, but we're going to tell you what it is. You know, what am I going to do? All right, so I'm going to JoJo ask you a few more questions before we let you go. So, JoJo.
Okay. I don't think I have any questions. It's pretty straightforward.
Okay. You answered most of my questions I have for today. I mean, besides that, you know, let everybody know that, you know, where they can find you. You know, your social links.
Well, you know, I have a Facebook fan page. It's called it's www.facebook.com, Model LT, all one word. And then I've got my Instagram, which is Miss LT, MISS_LTALTIE. And then, of course, I have my personal page, but that's about to be maxed out. And I think 6 people just need to add me. So that's, you know, I tend to get on there and I do respond to people. If you seem cool, if you're a weirdo and you just want to send me nasty messages, you're not going to get responded to whatsoever. But other than that, those are where you can mainly find me. I do have a Twitter, but I'm never on there, maybe once a year. It is too hard to keep up with all these different social media sites, I tell you.
You see, this is you. I'm about to teach class right now. It's cheap. Because, you know, I'm not telling this, they look at me crazy. I have 4 Twitters. I have 4 Twitters. Two of them work on their own. Does that make, you know, like, for instance, like, you have your fan page, you use your fan page to see your Twitter, and then basically your Twitter is promoting what's on your fan page, so then people click, oh, who thought she was on fan page? Bam. So now it makes you, it keeps you semi-active all the time, but it is always keeping updated stuff going, so I cheat. It gave you some tea right there, there you go. Yes, I can use it. Everyone take that down, take that note, man. All right, well, we're going to let you go, but before you go, I want to just say we got prayers out there for you because I know exactly where you're at right now. And just stay strong, keep doing what you're doing because that's what, you know, that's what people want to see, is see you go hard at what you love and passionate about.
Well, thank you, and I will.
Most definitely. All right, y'all. That was a beautiful Altie in the building who definitely blessed the current cover of Human Cameras Magazine, issue number 18. So check it out at thespot.com/Human Canvas Magazine. It's spelled exactly how it sounds and how it is in the English dictionary. So
Woo-hoo.
There you go. Oh, JoJo, you do realize
It's
the anniversary show. And next week.
Are we
going to
play
and
the anniversary
week.
Song?
And then next week. Ah! 3 days of physical
training. Are we going to play the anniversary song? That old school anniversary song?
You said what?
Are you going to play that old school anniversary song?
It's like, I did it, been there, done that. I don't want to. Hey, I do the same thing. Like, once I did it, it's like, whatever. It's, you're like, do you know what today is? That's all. Yeah, not going to do it. I did it. Hey, I was goofy one year. I was singing it as an intro. That was, wow, too much. Yeah, too much. No, you know I might do some prank calls on anniversary show. People keep bugging me, and they want to know when I'm going to do prank calls. I'm going to make you do some prank calls, man.
Oh, I'm
going
to do some prank calls. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to tell you on Facebook.
When I put it on, they get crazy. They cannot wait for me to cut. They cannot wait for prank call day.
I know it's a prank call. I'm going to say it now.
But yeah, I'm looking at my mask. Yeah, man. It just kills me. Oh, my God, it kills me. My masks are sticking in there. They're fighting. They're now winning at the moment. I need them to just come on, guys. You got 6 minutes left. You got 6 minutes, man. Do not let us get embarrassed at 8 a.m.
That's what she gets for talking mess about my Rockets. Don't put that out there.
No, not the Rockets are. They don't get any airtime on this show. The Rockets are irrelevant on this show. They're gonna be a theme.
Baseball on Thursday.
They are pathetic. Although they beat the Clippers yesterday, who cares though? I just thought, I told the news, but that's what I was going to get. Don't get too excited.
What news?
That, you know, that y'all won yesterday against the Clippers.
I thought you were talking about the other news about how awesome I am, how I'm managing. An artist, I'm modeling, I'm co-hosting, I'm being a mother, and I'm just super awesome.
And you're being a jackpot. You're doing a lot. So, you guys, Wednesday show, we got Acacia, we checking in. Can't wait, man. Hey, we on the West Coast. We talk to people all the West Coast all this week. And it's in areas of... And they from areas of team where their teams are that plague my team over and over.
Interesting.
Yes, all these freaking Pacific people. You know what? Y'all suck. No, I love it. Man, it's crazy. She actually, I need to talk to her about Portland. I got a chance to. I was blessed to be able to show there for her. Awesome. I should have had to ask about Hawaiian time. Yeah, I always get something. I was asking about Hawaiian time. Awesome. Y'all was actually singing for Hawaiian time. That was so good. And send me some Nikes because she right there by the Nike store. So she can hit me up.
Oh, Lord.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, this weekend, man. Tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. So it means you're wearing green, you get pinched.
Ooh, I'm part Irish. It's my holiday. Yay.
Look at mine. Are you celebrating tomorrow? Are you getting drunk and all that good stuff?
I am thinking about it. You know what? I am, because I have to go see my sponsor tomorrow, because they're going to work on some more, like, pictures and whatnot, and we're going to look up stuff for different events coming up around Houston.
Okay. Yeah,
and
my
wonderful, wonderful sponsor always provides the alcohol.
Yeah, actually celebrated on Saturday, St. Patrick's. Because I figured it'd be more of a celebrating than the weekend for it. A lot of people still celebrate on the day, but it was crazy the weekend. You had your choice. You could have went to Dallas, had a great time. Fort Worth had a great time. You weren't missing out.
I'm ready for next weekend, though. I'm highly excited.
I'm excited. Can't wait. Able to see where it brings. Just never know. It's just fun.
Sophia. I'm excited.
I am highly, highly, highly excited. I can't wait.
All right. So I want to make this public service announcement. If you miss any of the show, you can always listen to it by going to blogtalkradio.com/CEDDY-J-DSK. If you want to follow us, you can follow me at Steady J Dusk. CEDDY-JDUSK. And I actually mess up on the radio link, is just Steady J on the link. But Instagram, all that is Steady J Dust. JoJo is Southwest JoJo Instagram. SWJOJO. Simple as that. And pretty much when you get there, she has a link to everywhere else on there. So, not hard.
It's not hard now. I don't really get on Facebook anymore. I'm being very active on Twitter.
Yeah, I did notice that pattern. Here's the thing. That's why I just say you on Facebook. It's not just kind of get full of BS. Like, people getting too personal. Whining. Like, it's too much whining on Facebook. Sometimes, I'm gonna have fun, man. Like I am on. If you don't understand why I'm so into Twitter and Instagram, I'm here to have fun and leak with people. Listen to a bunch of people whine and complain, but their life is not fun.
I'm so over Facebook. It's just, I don't know. People are stupid on there. I'd rather just get on Twitter and Instagram and be done with it.
I mean, it's all right to sit here and there, but. I'm like, that's what a kid can see.
Get a diary and
then. But don't make it a regular occurrence, like every day, every 5 minutes. I'm in a happy relationship. We can't tell. You spend a whole day complaining.
Yeah.
About your relationship. Like, that's weird to me. Like, it makes people look crazy when they do that on Facebook. It doesn't make them look sane at all. Like, say, okay, but your actions aren't speaking for that. So, whatever.
I can't love it. Oh, I put something. Well, I didn't put it on your page because you have your privacy settings. But there's a little article on Taraji P. Henson. You're welcome.
All right. Yes, my privacy settings are set to. They're set to Fortnite settings.
It just says they interviewed her for dating requirements and all this other stuff. I thought you'd be interested, so I shared it with you.
Not really. Not as interested anymore. I won't get into that too much. But we about to roll out. People, Lucia, Aramaya, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever there's a J, over there's a U, there is... wait. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life of the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J. Your girl JoJo. That's supposed to get us out. It's time then. We out. Peace.